Back now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Since she returned to her alma mater as an executive fellow, we've chatted with fashion designer Donna Rico periodically about the work she's doing with the next generation of designers. Rico graduated from Mount Mary College, now university, and went on to a successful career as a dress designer.
It's a big couple of weeks for the fashion students at Mount Mary who are taking part in the event called CREO, which is the annual showcase of work from students in creative fields, including fashion design, along with studio art, art therapy, and others. It culminates with a student designer fashion show next Friday. Donna Rico joins us in the studio. Welcome back to the program. And I will just start by saying, Donna Rico, welcome back to Lake Effect. It's great to see you again.
I'm really happy to be here.
So I want to start this interview with a really basic question, but it dawned on me as I was getting ready that I don't think we've ever actually answered it before. This is a big windup here and you're worried. What is the difference between fashion and style?
Well, first of all, Mitch, did you think long and hard about what you're going to wear today for this meeting.
I thought long and hard up to the point where I found what was clean.
Right.
Because that is how men get dressed.
Right. Well, you know, people confuse the two, fashion and style. And really, I feel fashion is what we see coming down the runways, the trends of the season, what's being presented to us by the designers who are the pros and who have their message. And fashion changes constantly. And that's why we buy, because there's always something new. And that's what fashion is. Style is really how you wear fashion. It's how you put yourself together. And style doesn't just involve clothing. It involves your point of view, what you like to eat. Who are you? What is your personality? That's your style. So really, it's the way that an individual puts together the fashion for themselves. That's what style is.
I imagine in this business, you must see a lot of people confusing the two.
Well, maybe the words, fashion shows used to be called style shows, and it would bother me because it's not about the styling, it's about the fashion. What makes a show exciting is to see that newness and to see that designer point of view. And, you know, style, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of different styles, but it's something that you have your whole life, you know.
Right. So someone's sense of style is consistent or potentially consistent from year to year, but the fashion that plays into that style is what's evolving.
Right. And then sometimes you can get stuck in a style. You know, they always say if you wore it once before, you shouldn't wear it again. You should, you know, keep updated and always and keep up to date regarding fashion. But style is really, again, the way you put yourself together and the message that you know, you're promoting about yourself. It's your identity.
Do you think fashion trends drive changes in style?
Well, certainly they do. Think about the 60s and bell bottoms in the 70s. Okay, bell-bottom pants. Well, you know, those disappeared and we all started wearing stovepipe pants and jeans. And, you know, then we were wearing low-rise jeans and skinny legs. And now, you know, the flares are coming back. But really, the styles do change, as the fashion changes. Skirt lengths is another example of that. You know, short skirts from the 60s became longer in the 70s, and now anything goes. So there really isn't any one appropriate style for the length of a skirt, for instance.
You have been back at Mount Mary for almost a year, coming up on a year, and I'm curious to have you reflect on how you see students today going about the work of getting into this field versus the way things were in your student days.
Well, you know, certainly a lot has changed, but the one thing that remains the same is that as a student, when I was a student and for students today, they have to have an idea. They have to understand where are they going with their creativity. And I think that it makes a more confident designer or a grad, or in our program we have merchandise management as well, which is also a very creative field. But, you know, to say for students to understand how important it is to have an idea and a message before they can really be a successful creator. I always like to talk about or challenge students with who is your customer and where are they going? And it can really help define the work that a young designer is trying to accomplish.
Do you think we're able or a young designer is able to identify their potential customer in more ways than we used to, you know, sort of given given, I guess, the reality of everything today.
Of technology and the fact that there's so much – students can see so much so – much so much easier than I could. I mean, when I graduated, there were no computers, and I left for New York. And I, my plan, I did have a plan though. I was 23, and I said, "Who am I designing for?" And I could only design for people like myself. I didn't know it was New York. You know, there were designers that were making dresses for thousands of dollars. Well, I didn't have that experience. I stuck to my, you know, Midwestern values and made dresses for people like me. So I think that, you know, students today can – it's still an important message. And there's a lot of – there's always been competition. I had competition. Students, graduates today, young designers have competition, but it's all right there in front of them. So I think it's harder for them because they're bombarded with so much information to focus. And I'm, you know, I always advise them, step away from the screen, you know, get out and go to a museum, look at what people are wearing. You know, that was always a big inspiration to me to see, you know, what are people wearing on the streets of New York. I loved watching people on the street, and it helped inspire me and discover where I wanted to go with my design and my business.
You talked about how creativity manifests itself, and one of the things you just said a couple of minutes ago was the idea of merchandise management as a creative endeavor. Can you talk more about that? Because I don't think people necessarily imagine that as being the creative part of the business.
Well, it's yes, it's very creative, and it's a good opportunity for our students who maybe don't have the ability to create something from nothing, whereas a merchandise management student, they not only learn the business of fashion and the planning and all of that, but it also they think they can become stylists. They're taking the product that's already been designed and putting it together in a way that works for either the retailer or for the customers themselves with subscription clothing services. It's a big opportunity for stylists these days to put together outfits for the customers.
Well, and I was going to ask about that because there are a lot of people who are buying their clothes sight unseen now.
Right.
How does that impact? You know, you're talking about like imagining, you know, the idea of dressing people that you see walking by. You could literally be doing that, and they could, you know, not know what they're about to get.
Well, you know, the beauty of having the internet and having direct marketing is that it's pretty irresistible. You're scrolling through your screen. You're on Instagram. You're on Facebook, and an ad pops up, and you see something. Oh, it's completely put together. You know, all I have to do is you know, tell them my size and press the button, and it'll be at my door. And it's such an easy way to dress. You know, I think it's pretty, like I said, it's irresistible. Some people still like to touch and feel the quality before they buy. And, you know, for those people, they can still go to the store. Some people combine both. You know, they look online, they see what they like, and then maybe they'll go to the store to feel it and check it out and try it on.
Of course, at some level, I mean, we were talking about the difference between fashion and style. And by doing these subscription services, we're kind of outsourcing our own sense of style.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I like about it is the reason I designed dresses was because I wasn't very good at putting things together for myself. I wasn't a sportswear customer. I didn't like the idea of having to, oh, pick a top and a sweater or a jacket and a pair of pants or a skirt and then the shoes. And that's why I designed dresses, because it was head to toe. It was one thing and, you know, you put it on and you look good. I sort of compare it to these styling services and subscription clothing services today because they put it all together for you. It's not a dress, but it is a head-to-toe look. And I think that's what people are looking for, the ease of looking, you know, on trend and to have it delivered to their door. It's pretty simple.
For sure. What do you think – what have you tried to bring to the table in these months that you have been working with the fashion program?
Well, I work on campus for a week every month, and it's a very busy week. I'm trying to become involved with students in class. I've been invited to presentations, and I love critiquing their work. I love seeing the students stand up and do their presentation. And, you know, at the end, it's like, does anyone have any questions? And I have about a million of them, so I have to hold back. But I love, you know, talking to the students, and working with them directly. One opportunity I had this past winter was to our students were invited to participate in the American Heart Association's Red Dress Collection, which is a fashion show that was held in March. And Faye Wetzel of Faye's was asked us to partner. She was involved, and she was having dresses from her store, and our students were to design, create, and design and make their own dresses. And so I looked at it as a way to access students in a way that I really haven't yet, and it was a great opportunity for me to see what they, how much they, where their heads were at, and how much they knew about creating and the process. So Ashley Brooks, the chairman of the department, and I created a design brief, and it required students really to follow the steps that we used in industry to create and make a garment, and that meant that there were, you know, strict guidelines, there were strict steps that they had to take. They had to do all the work outside of class, and most of it was done over winter break because it was, they weren't in class for a number of weeks, and it made it a little easier. But every time I came to campus, I would meet with these 10 or so students that were competing, and the first step was to show their sketch ideas, and I didn't want to just see one sketch. I wanted to see at least 10 sketches, and then I wanted them to tell me, you know, what's the message, and who's the customer, and what are you trying to convey, and now what's your ability, and which of these styles do you feel confident that you can actually make into the final dress? And then there were fabric selection, and they would show the fabrics, and then construction details and patterning details, and we would advise them through every step. We did a first fitting was in the muslin fabric, which is fitting the pattern to make sure it fit. And then we did a final fitting in the actual fabric about 2 weeks before the event.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's setting a culture of high expectations, like they're gonna run into in the industry.
And that's where I come in. I love working with them and challenging them, and hopefully inspiring them to think a little deeper, a little outside of the box. And that's really one of my goals in coming back to Mount Mary, is to be able to affect students and enlighten them in ways that they may not be aware of. You know, they learn the tools and the skills at school, and they learn the history of fashion and the merchandise managers. Learn to be creative in ways other than, you know, making something. But so it's been really rewarding in that respect.
And in a lot of ways, we are just coming up on what is probably the busiest time of the year for the department.
Yes, we're planning. Students are making their final garments, and we're planning our Creo Fashion Show, which happens on May 10th. And it's really a great event. It's a showcase not only for our designers who show their garments, but for our merchandise management students who create in the way that they create. They plan the theme and the choreography, and they pick the music and the whole feel of the show. They organize it into they have a show schedule, and they take the garments and merchandise them into the final show. It's really great. My perspective and that part has been really great. And I've also loved meeting so many people in the community, shop owners and people involved in fashion initiatives and fashion incubators, and just people that have a love for Mount Mary and like to stay informed and involved. And that's been really rewarding for me as well.
To give you a sense of optimism about the field?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, fashion, it's not going away. it's transitioning, and people may think, oh, the business is in trouble, stores are closing. Well, the stores that are closing are the ones that haven't been innovative in planning their next move or ignoring the reality of direct marketing online and how they can, you know, there really is a way to have both as a retailer. So I think there's plenty of opportunities for young fashion students or for any fashion students. And, you know, the future is bright for fashion. We'll always wear clothes.
One hopes, anyway.
Well.
Donna Rico, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Fashion designer Donna Rico is an executive fellow at Mount Mary University, her alma mater. You can find a link to more about the school's annual Creo Showcase and student designer fashion show from WUWM.com.